Happy Friday, Squamish. The Environment Canada snowfall warning remains in effect for our region today. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says a frontal system will push on to the BC coast with heavy snowfall over the Alpine and rain along the coast through this afternoon. Total storm snowfall amounts of 30 to 60 centimeters are expected over the sea to sky mountains by Saturday morning. An upper low will slowly slide southwards along the BC coast this weekend, resulting in unsettled conditions with convective flurries at times. Snowfall totals of 10 to 20 centimeters are possible Sunday into Monday morning as the Arctic air pushes towards the coast. The upper low will help usher in much colder temperatures into early next week, with strong outflow winds developing as an Arctic ridge of high pressure builds over the BC interior. The key message heading into the Alpine next week is to bundle up as there is a risk of frostbite, with Alpine temperatures expected to drop below minus 20 to minus 25 Tuesday to Friday, Ross said. Sunrise on Jan. 31 was at 7:47 a.m. Sunset today will be at 5:08 p.m. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the sea-to-sky highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the For Road Safety at Work site. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of four matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Moon phase. The moon is in its new moon phase. The moon's illumination is currently 5.697%. It is currently located in the constellation of Aquarius, according to phasesmoon.com. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hotspot in all of BC was Lytton, which saw a high of 8.6 C, according to Environment Canada data. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 2.6 C. The coldest spot in BC on January 30th was Dees Lake, which dipped to minus 22.5 C. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6 C. January average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.5 C, the minimum temperature is 5.1 C, and the maximum is 7.8 C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is high, the treeline rating is high, and the below treeline rating is considerable. Problems include storm slabs. What does a high rating mean? High is the second highest level on the avalanche danger scale. During periods of high danger, avalanche conditions are very dangerous and travel in avalanche terrain is not recommended. Natural avalanches are likely and human-triggered avalanches are very likely, reads the Avalanche Canada site. The advice for today from avalog.co is: storm snow is building reactive slabs. Avoid avalanche terrain during periods of rapid loading by new snow and wind. Check out this forecaster blog on mindset following the storm. Minimize exposure during periods of heavy loading from new snow and wind. Make conservative terrain choices and avoid overhead hazard. Storm slab size and sensitivity to triggering will likely increase through the day. Sea to sky gondola. The Sea to Sky gondola is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, with the last download at 6 p.m. Did you know you can ice skate up at the Sea to Sky gondola? You can at Wonderland Lake? And it is free while conditions last. It is open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Take the Backcountry Access Road for best access. Bring their own skates, as rentals are not available on site. See conditions at the gondola. Dumpster fire. Did you see smoke last Friday? Squamish fire rescue crews confirm that firefighters responded to a report of a dumpster fire on January 24 at approximately 8:19 p.m. in the 3900 block of Government Road. There were no reported injuries from this fire. When the first crew arrived on the scene, they discovered a fully involved dumpster fire, reads an email from the District of Squamish. Another crew followed. The crews put out the fire, which was mostly wood products. Both crews stayed on scene on the fire until it was 100% extinguished. Good news. Who says the news always has to be bad? Did you know tomorrow is RCMP Appreciation Day, Feb. 1? It is. Across British Columbia, from our busiest cities to remote villages and indigenous communities, we depend on our police officers to protect our neighborhoods and businesses, while fostering community connections. Every day they rise to the challenge, courageously upholding public safety with professionalism, said Gary Begg, Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, in a news release. For more than half my life, I've had the privilege of serving on the front lines with the BCRCMP. No matter the uniform, police officers serve with honor, dedication, and a profound sense of duty. I understand the challenges that come with this profession, and I have deep respect for the officers who put their lives on the line every day, leaving their families behind to keep our communities safe. Begg asked residents to show their support for the BCRCMP serving throughout our province and thank them for the incredible work they do. Know of something good happening in town that would fit here? Email news@squamishchief.com. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's a couple of upcoming events that stood out to us. Tonight, get your belly laughs as Bomb Comedy presents The Big Fat Comedy Show with Chandelier at Trickster's Hideout at 38005 Cleveland Avenue from 7 to 10 p.m. This month, we're delighted to have the established Chandelier in the headline spot. Comedian, singer, and dancer, Shonda is a treasured Vancouver drag legend seen on film, CBC Gem, JFL Vancouver, and most recently, voted second best comedian in the Georgia Straits Best of Vancouver 2024, reads the listing. Feb. 5, if you are into wood, check out Twig, Wood First Wednesday at the Men's Shed, at 38201 3rd Avenue, from 6 to 8 p.m. Come by the Men's Shed and learn about their organization. They will be bringing out various planes for people to use and check out. Snacks will be available, reads the listing. Also Feb. 5, save the date for Nerd Night February, at the Brackendale Art Gallery, at 41950 Government Road, from 7 to 10 p.m. Here's the lineup for this night of learning. Snoring with Chella Bear. Snoring is common, but it is not normal. Why do so many people snore and why is it so unhealthy? Dating for the Birds with Thor Veen. Come along for a journey exploring the intricacies of finding the best mate as a female collared flycatcher, a small bird living in the Swedish woodlands. From pursuing the male with the biggest white patch on his forehead to cheating on your partner and avoiding mating with a male of a closely related species. Or maybe not when you are late in the season and you can sneak off to visit the next door neighbor. Life ain't simple for a bird. Trauma-informed practices with Sarah Leanne Hart. Learn a little bit more about what exactly trauma is, how it manifests, and how you can be trauma-informed in your everyday interactions. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Number parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive. Third Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street. No parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street. No parking on West Side. Fourth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side. Fifth Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side. 6th Avenue, entire street. No parking on West Side. Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue. Edgewater Drive. Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on East Side. Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent. No Name Road, entire street. No parking on East Side. Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on South Side. Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on East Side. Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on South Side. Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on East Side. Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on North Side. Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on West Side. Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Other issues to note on the highway. On Highway 99, watch for compact snow between Clark Drive and Sedan Lake Road for 142.7 kilometers, Squamish to 38 kilometers south of Lillooet. On Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Lilwat Place and the end of Highway 99 for 121.0 kilometers, Lillooet. There's compact snow. Gas prices. In Squamish today, the cheapest regular gas is going for 174.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Drive. Gas in Whistler is 173.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. The cheapest gas in North Vancouver is 182.9 per liter at the Esso, at 2501 Westview Drive, according to Gas Buddy. The cheapest gas in BC can, again, be found in Williams Lake, where you can fill up for 155.9 per liter at Petro Canada, at 750 Oliver Street.